Turn back to Genesis chapter 27. Genesis chapter 27. Titled this, A Lesson with a Gospel Story. We have here a lesson in this chapter, and we have a gospel story in this chapter. Now, if you will remember last week, we looked at back in chapter 25, Esau sold his birthright to Jacob. It says in chapter 25 and verse 34, thus Esau despised his birthright. He counted it as worthless. It was distasteful to him. It meant nothing to him. The birthright meant nothing to him. If you'll remember, the firstborn who had the blessings of the birthright would get a double portion of all these blessings, of all that belonged to the Father. The firstborn belonged to God. God said, the firstborn of fruit, firstborn of the cattle, the firstborn of your sons are mine. They are mine. And the firstborn became the head of the family. He was a spiritual leader of the family, and the spiritual blessings belonged to the firstborn. And the promise of the Messiah that God gave to Abraham, then to Isaac, would have fallen to Esau. But Esau despised it. He despised it. And the promised land was given to the firstborn. But it says, thus Esau despised his birthright. And over in the New Testament, in Hebrews 12, Esau is spoken of like this. He is said to be a profane person. I looked that up. Profane means to treat something sacred with irreverence or contempt. It is to debase by an unworthy use. It means to be far removed from holiness. It is to be ungodly, unholy, profane. And that describes Esau. And he was the one in line for the birthright, for the blessings. And he despised it. And in this chapter, we will see how Jacob and Rebekah deceived Isaac, and it was wrong. It was wrong. Yet God turns many of our things that are wrong and brings good out of them, even though He never excuses the wrong. He never excuses it. Now comes time for the blessing here in chapter 27. We'll look at chapter 27. Isaac is old. He's about 140 years old. But you know, he lived another 40 years after this. He lived another 40 years. And he lived the last 40 years of his life in blindness. I thought that scripture says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Now Isaac calls Esau, the one whom he loved, his firstborn. He calls him in to bless him. He's going to bless him. He's going to give him the blessing of the firstborn. And he calls him in. But before that happens, Isaac wants to eat of Esau's savory venison, such as I love. Remember this, we'll look at this again as we go on. And Rebekah heard the conversation, and she began to scheme, like Sarah did. She began to scheme, going to move along the purpose of God by putting her hand into it. God doesn't need my hand in it. He could bring it to pass, but he allowed this, he allowed it. We know that the Lord can turn our evil into good, even though, as I said, He never excuses the evil. What Rebekah and Jacob did was wrong, and they are going to be chastised for it. The wicked are punished, but those who are the Lord's, are His children, He chastens them. He chastens every son whom He receives. And so He will chasten them for this deceitfulness. However, through this incident, we get an insight to God's grace to sinners. God's grace to sinners. Jacob is no better than Esau, is he? Jacob's no better than Esau. Jacob is a supplanter. And his mother is no better. David said, I was born in sin and shapen in iniquity. In sin did my mother conceive me. Not that it was a sinful act, but he said it was just a sinful seed. We are born with a sinful nature. Every last one of us. And it's only by the grace of God that He plucks us like a brand from the fire. It's only by His grace. Can any good thing come out of this family? Can any good thing come out of this family? Well, the answer is yes. Yes. But only by grace. Only by grace. Jacob have I loved. Jacob have I loved. God set His affections upon Jacob. He did that before the world began. He set His love upon Jacob. And even though Jacob is a supplanter, he's a cheat. In the Scripture, he's called, Thou worm, Jacob. He's called a worm. Yet God loved him. God loved him. And God's going to save that man. He's going to save that young man. Those whom God loves are just as sinful as the rest of the human race. Is that not right? Over in Ephesians chapter 2, listen to this. Over in Ephesians chapter 2. Let me read you this. Ephesians chapter 2, listen. And you hath He quickened, who hath He given life to, who were dead in trespasses and sins. This is how God finds every one of His children. Dead in trespasses and sins. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. The same nature. That's what he's saying, the same wretched nature that those who perish, we were born with that same nature. The only difference, but God. Here's the difference. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins. Not hurt, not wounded, but I mean absolutely dead. You know, I've learned this. There are no degrees of dead, is there? Dead is dead. And we were dead, he says, in trespasses and sins. And hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved. The whole work from beginning to end is of grace. It's all of God's grace. That any man is saved or any woman is saved. Well, as I said, Isaac calls Esau, his son, and he wants him to cook him up some of that savory venison that he loved. And Rebekah and Jacob, she hears this, and they go to plotting and planning. They go to plotting and planning, and they're going to deceive Jacob. They're going to deceive him for the birthright. You see, Isaac, I'm sure, does not know that Esau sold that birthright. And that's been probably kept hush-hush. Probably been kept quiet. And old Esau thinks, well, you know, that's nothing's going to come of that. Nothing will come of that. I'm just going to get the blessing. He's going to go in and get the blessing. But no, he sold that birthright. He sold that birthright. And it's not his now. It's Jacob's. It belongs to Jacob. And I want you to notice here before I go on. I want you to notice. I said here, this is wrong. This deception is wrong. It's wicked. It's sinful. And I want you to notice what happened, how God chastened Rebekah and Jacob over this. Look in verse 42 and 43. God chastens His own children that they be not, He says, judged with the world. In 42 and 43, and these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. He said, He's going to kill. Esau said, I'm going to kill Jacob as soon as my father dies. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah, and she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, Behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, and arise, flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days until thy brother's fury turn away. I think he spent close to 40 years, they said, somewhere between 30 and 40 years there. Rebekah never saw him again. Rebekah never saw Jacob, the son whom she loved. She never saw him again. God chastened him. And that's what happened. And then you know what happened with that situation. We'll see that here in a few weeks. He goes to Laban. What does Laban do? Laban deceived Jacob. He got a taste of his own medicine. He deceived him. So that's what happened in that situation. But I want us to see the gospel in this. I want us to see this. I want to point the gospel out in this story. Never read the Bible. Never read the Bible as a history book. Never read it as a history book. Always read it to see Christ and be instructed out of it. To be instructed by Christ. Now listen, Isaac represents the father who has all the blessings to bestow. Esau represents Christ, the firstborn. Not in character, but as he is the firstborn. You remember the first Adam was a type of Christ, but not as one who sinned. He's not in that sense. So Esau represents Christ as the firstborn. And then Rebekah represents the Holy Spirit who hears that covenant that Isaac is going to make with Esau over this birthright blessing, and she goes and reveals it to who? Jacob the sinner. She reveals it to Jacob. You see, Isaac, the father, calls the son of whom he loved, that's what it says, Isaac loved Jacob or Esau. He calls the son whom he loved, and then Rebekah, who represents the Holy Spirit, calls Jacob. She's going to call Jacob, and then reveals to him what to do. How to obtain this blessing. How to get this blessing. How to get this birthright blessing. And she reveals it to him. And then the last thing we'll see is this. The blessing cannot be changed. It cannot be changed. Now Isaac as the father, as the heavenly father, he's a type of the heavenly father. He has all the blessings. And he bestows all the blessings on his firstborn. He's going to bestow it all on his firstborn. We know that the Heavenly Father has bestowed all His blessings on the Lord Jesus Christ, who is said to be the firstborn. Let me see if I can find a scripture over in Psalm 89. Over in Psalm 89, I didn't write this down. Let me see if I can find it. Psalm 89. I think that's the one. Let me see if I can find. Oh, it's in Psalm 80. I think it's Psalm 89. Well, I don't know which verse it is. But anyway, he said, I have made thee. Here it is, verse 27. Psalm 89. Also, verse 27. Also, I will make him, speaking of Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, I will make him my firstborn. Higher than the kings of the earth. He's given all the blessings to His Son. All the blessings are in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one who loved us. He's the one who has also blessed us in His Son. The Father has blessed His firstborn. And He's blessed all those whom He chose in Christ in the firstborn. He's the one who loved us, chose us. And it's all His to give. It's all His to bless us with in the firstborn. And it is the Father who called His Son to Him to make this covenant. He called Esau in. You remember Isaac calls Esau in. And he's going to make this covenant. This covenant of the blessing of the firstborn. And He calls him in. And he's going to give him these blessings. Now Esau here represents the Lord Jesus Christ as the firstborn. He's represented as the firstborn. And then the covenant is made with the firstborn. We know that. Christ being the firstborn, the covenant, that everlasting covenant, that covenant of grace, was made with Him. He's the firstborn. And all the blessings belong to that firstborn. And as we are in Him, All those blessings belong to us in Him. All the blessings that the Father has to give. Forgiveness, righteousness, justification, sanctification, peace. All that belongs to us in the firstborn. All of it. All of it. It says that Isaac loved Esau. The Scripture says the Father loveth the Son and showeth Him all things that He Himself doeth. And Isaac, listen, and Isaac loved the savory meat that Esau fixed him. He loved that savory meat that Esau would go out. He'd go out and get this, he'd get an animal, kill an animal, slay an animal. And he'd bring it in, all fixed and prepared. And Isaac, it says, Isaac loved that. He loved that savory meat. The Father loves, now listen, the Father loves the sacrifice of Christ. It is a sweet smelling savor unto God. That's what it smells. It's a sweet smelling savor unto God Almighty. He loves the sacrifice of His Son. It smells good to Him. Just like Isaac loved that savory meat of Esau. The Father loved that sacrifice that His Son offered up at Calvary. And then Jacob represents here the believer. He represents the believer. First of all, in his sinfulness. In his sinfulness. He's called a supplanter. A cheat. And he was, wasn't he? He was. He was no better than Esau. By nature. By nature. But he is loved by God. He is chosen of God. Jacob, have I loved? Esau, have I hated? That's what he said. That's what God said. God chose him. And he's a picture of the believer in the way he's blessed in the firstborn. He's a picture of that. Then Rebekah here represents the Holy Spirit. She heard this covenant between the Father and the Son. And she calls Jacob in. And she reveals to Jacob this covenant, this blessing, what's about to happen. She reveals it to him. And she instructed Jacob what to do, how to approach the Father. And she said, Do exactly as I said. Do exactly as I said. Now Isaac calls his firstborn to himself. He reveals a covenant of blessing. Rebekah hears it, and she reveals it to Jacob, and Jacob receives the blessing of the firstborn. He does exactly what she said. Now Esau, let me back up here just a second. Esau is to slay an animal. He's to cook it. He's to bring it to Isaac, his father, in order to receive the blessing. Christ, being the firstborn, He is to be sacrificed. His sacrifice is a sweet-smelling savor that the Father loves. And without this sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, without His blood, without His sacrifice, there can be no blessings. There can be no blessings. Isaac was not going to bless Esau until after he had partaken of that savory meat. And our Lord Jesus Christ had to come into this world. He had to die on a cross. He had to be sacrificed. He had to offer up Himself as a sacrifice for our sins. And because of that and through that, we can now receive the blessing of the firstborn. We can receive it. And Rebekah hears this covenant, and she calls Jacob, and she instructs Jacob to go to his father. Listen, now notice how she instructs him to go. You go in the person of the firstborn. Don't you go in there and say, he sold me the birthright. He despised it. He cares nothing for it. Don't you do that. You go in there as the firstborn. You go in the name of the firstborn. That's how you go in there. That's how she instructs him. And Jacob dresses up. Notice over in verse 15. Look back in verse 13. And his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch me them. And he went and he fetched and brought them to his mother. And his mother, see, she knows, being a type of the Holy Spirit. She knows what that savory meat is. She made savory meat such as he loved. She knows about that sacrifice. He knows about that sacrifice. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son, Esau. This is the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. And she put it upon Jacob. It was in her house, and she put that upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And then she gave him the sacrifice. She gave him the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. And she said, go present this to your father. When you go before your father, present this savory meat. And you go in the name of the firstborn, Esau. And you'll be accepted. You will be accepted. He hath made us accepted, it says, in the beloved. We are accepted in the name of the firstborn. We are accepted in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit instructs us how to go to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, pleading His blood and His righteousness, pleading His name and His person. You go in the name of the firstborn. And she put upon him his goodly clothes. We have upon us the righteousness of Christ, covered by His blood. And we can actually go into God's presence. We can go into the Father's presence and be blessed. And be blessed. We can go into His presence in the name of Christ and receive forgiveness of sins. We can go into His presence and be justified, accepted. How? In the name of the firstborn. The name of the firstborn. And she said, you do exactly as I said. And the Holy Spirit tells us, teaches us, you do exactly as it's written. Christ said, whatsoever you ask in my name, in my name. Now Jacob said in verse 12, he'll perceive my deception. Here's conviction of sin. He'll perceive my deception, my sin, and I'll be cursed. I will be cursed. At first our hearts condemn us. And we are afraid to approach the Father. We know our hearts. We know what we are by nature. We know how sinful we are by nature. But Rebekah said, and the Holy Spirit teaches us, you do exactly as I told you. You go in the name of the firstborn. You plead the name of the firstborn. You do exactly. You go in the person of your brother. You go in the name of your brother, the firstborn. And he did as he was instructed, and Isaac felt him. Isaac felt him. And Isaac smelled him. And then he blessed him with the blessing of the firstborn. Oh, he said, this is my firstborn. I told you last week, everyone in Christ is a firstborn. Everyone in Christ is a firstborn. And the blessing of Abraham, the spiritual blessing of Abraham, and all that entails is given to the firstborn. And we have that. We have that blessing in Christ. We have it. And this blessing, it says in verse 33. Look here in verse 33. Oh, Esau started, it was too late, but he started complaining and crying, and he wanted that blessing. And Jacob said in verse 33, and Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, who? That is, who are you? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. He's blessed. It can't be changed. If you are blessed in Christ, if you are forgiven in Christ, if you are saved in Christ, accepted in Christ, that cannot be changed. It cannot be changed. Nothing can change the blessing that God has given you in the firstborn. And if we've been blessed in Him, brother, we've been blessed. We've been blessed. And we have the blessing of Abraham, spiritual life, all the promises of God in Christ. We have all those promises. And glory hereafter. We have it. We have it. Now he says here, and I'll close. I want to look just for a second at this blessing. He says here in verse 28, when he blessed Jacob, he said, "Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that cursed thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee." God give thee the dew of heaven. Make, you know, they were in that part of the country, they had the former and latter rain. And pretty much all in between that, they just had a heavy dew. And that's what kept the plants alive, was just that heavy dew. But let me show you something here. Over in Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Give ear, he says in verse 31, "Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, and my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. But my doctrine shall drop, my gospel, my truth, my word shall drop as the dew from heaven." What's that dew from heaven? It's the word of God. It's the voice of God. Here's the blessing. God says, "You'll have my word. I'll speak to you. My doctrine, my word, my voice will be to this people whom I blessed." That's what it meant. That's what Esau despised. He despised God, the doctrine. He despised the word of God. He despised Jesus Christ, the firstborn. That's what he despised. That's how serious it was. "And the fatness of the earth, plenty of corn and wine," all the spiritual blessings. All the spiritual blessings that belong to the firstborn belong to us. Those who believe the gospel, it belongs to us in Christ. That's how serious. That's what Esau despised. That's what he despised. And he said, "Let the people serve thee." And you know who he's talking about here. He's talking about Jacob's Lord. People didn't serve Jacob. We serve. Christ is the one served. You know, right now, everything serves Him. We serve Him willingly. The rest of this world serves Him unwillingly, but they serve Him. His purpose is being done. Look over in Psalm 72, and I'll close. Psalm 72. Look in verse 7. "In his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion," and this is speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, "he shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isle shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him." Who's him? The Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the prophecy. He said, "Let people serve thee." And he's speaking here of Jacob's Lord. The one who was to come through his loins, his lineage. "And nations are going to bow down to you. The victorious Savior. And you be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. And cursed be everyone that curseth thee." Paul said, "Let him be anathema, maranatha, that loves not the Lord Jesus Christ. And blessed be he that blesseth thee." Oh, my soul. We have been blessed. Those who believe the gospel, we have been greatly blessed in the Lord Jesus Christ, with all these spiritual blessings. Forgiveness, acceptance, justified, sanctified, in the name of the firstborn. And you know what? Even now, when we go before the Father, we go before the Father in the name of the firstborn. When you pray, you say, in Christ's name we pray. In the name of the firstborn we pray. Accept us for Christ's sake. For Christ's sake. You're blessed in the firstborn. Okay, Mike.